BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Tuesday the 19th of March, and this is the Scott Mills Daily Free Download. On it, Gail Platt sings the hits of Katy Perry on Coronation Street. I don't know why. Also, Charlie Sloth plays Real or No Real. It's a good one today. And one of my favourite innuendo bingos ever with Nick Grimshaw. If you go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel, type Radio 1 into YouTube, you must see the video to this. It's brilliant.
BBC Radio 1.
Grimmy's concerned that he has got to do babysitting later. Imagine him babysitting. Think about it. Sorry. And so... So he doesn't want to get too wet. So he's now gone off going, lol, I need to find a bin bag, lol.
I don't think we should allow the bin bag thing. But also, it's like there's nothing wrong with babysitting and being soaking wet, is there?
Not really. And also, it'll dry off. Hopefully, the people that he's babysitting for, they've got heating, you'd think. Hmm. So, Radio 1 website, the studio is covered in plastic sheeting, which is starting to smell a bit now. Despite only being 2 weeks old.
We're having to turn around these sheets often, aren't we?
It's getting expensive.
And sheeting up right now is a really horrible experience for everyone involved.
Unless they're brand new sheets, then it's not nice.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's out again. Ben Howard and Keep Your Head Up on BBC Radio 1. Chris finds the idea of that being re-released absolutely weird, and I don't know why. So they re-release songs all the time, Chris. Jessie Ware did it with 100%.
I was wondering why I was hearing this one a lot more again. It's my favourite Ben Howard song.
Right, well, no, there we are. That's why they've re-released it again.
No, but the only thing I'd say is it just seems like cheating a little bit.
How is it cheating?
I think it's cheating.
Yeah, why do you?
He couldn't re-release his Mila Kunis interview and be like, laugh at this again.
Yeah, there we go.
Can he?
It's not quite the same, but...
So we don't agree with re-releasing songs.
No, but why...
It's lazy.
Let him do it. Let him do it. But what should happen is the amount he sold the first time round should be knocked off this one.
What, docked his pay?
So however many he sells this time, knock off 30,000 or whatever it is, and then we'll see where he charts from there. But, I don't know. I just think it's a bit iffy.
All right, well, pass that on to his label. That was Ben Howard and Keep Your Head Up. It's BBC Radio 1. Should we put the cameras on? Grimmy's eating a banana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of potassium before the big game.
Absolutely. So get online. Go on the Radio 1 website. You can do this on your computer and on your phone. The cameras are on now. There we are. bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you've never watched Bingo before, make it your first time today. You won't regret it.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Just a few minutes ago, there was a mad scramble to try and find... try and find some plastic sheeting for Grimmy, because he's got to go somewhere after this. Doesn't want to get wet.
Got a babysit.
Whoa. I know, I love that idea.
Why?
Are you good at babysitting?
Yeah, it's all right. Just put the telly on.
Oh, yeah.
Have some crisps, watch your telly and shut up.
The hair is still really pink.
The hair's really pink. Yeah, when do you think I can have it till? Because I was thinking my dad's like, get rid of it, it's finished now. But I feel like I can't get rid of it now because people donated. Jessie J just can't put a wig on, can she?
She could.
Well, I mean, she could, but I'd be disappointed. Mm. She's got to be bored for a year.
Yeah. Keep shaving it, love. Right, okay. It's I'm very pleased to have Grimmy on Bingo today. You've played before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Not for a while.
No, not for ages. Last played in Edinburgh.
Oh, God.
Of course it was, yeah.
Ages ago.
Yeah, it was really wet because if you've got wet jeans, it sort of lasts all day.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what the problem is because I don't mind. Well, I guess I've got a jumper I can put that on. But yeah, I don't really want to go for leg or crotch.
Okay.
I can't promise that I won't.
Can I just put a bit of this on me? What about some of this used plastic in the bin?
I wouldn't.
We're not keen. Oh, don't put the used plastic on. What?
Who's that from the mouth of?
Everyone.
Who was last in?
Gemma Kearney. You know what I have got? Get as wet as you like, and then I've got a Watford shirt with the Mila Kunis name on the back.
Oh, it's
you
not going to fit me, is it? Is it Mila's size?
I don't think...
I know I'm svelte, Chris. But
we'll
I'm,
deal with that.
You're fitting to that.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Is it crops like them football tops for women?
You can have that off.
Go like in at the waist.
Problem solved. Let's crack on.
I'm going to play with my legs in this way. Very okay. modern, like that.
It's
like
on
yoga
the,
style.
On the Radio 1 website now. It's like you're doing Bikram.
Yeah.
Bikram bingo. Chloe's watching, so is Ashley and Rebecca and Alice and James and John in Leeds. It's his first time. And also Gavin, South Wales. Out of the bath in time to watch The Great Grimster on Innuendo Bingo. How do you feel about him being called Grimster?
It's I don't know, actually.
It's grim.
It's, yeah, Grimster. Don't mind it.
Okay, so...
I take anything. I like attention.
Yeah. Watch now, on the website, on your phone. Okay, right, here we go. Loads of water, please.
Okay.
Now, this is from that documentary about the Queen. And they've all got nicknames down at the palace.
The new man in charge is retired General David Leakey, but no one calls him that.
I'm known as Black Rod, and even my wife calls me Black Rod now.
Straight in his face. You okay, Grimmy?
Oh, we're going to fall out.
Get him back.
That was a lot.
That was quite a lot for
us. That's so much.
First one.
I mean,
I'm known as Black Rod, and even my wife calls me Black Rod now.
Oh, this is not going to go well. Okay, more water. Just the way it went in your face.
Okay. The worst thing is my hair's going to run out down my face. They didn't use a great quality pink. So it's sort of been everywhere. It's like all over my bath,
nice.
My pillows, my couch, oh. My towels, my face when it rains. I do, I just have it down my neck.
Okay, be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Water. And a classic here from Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw. Give us an insight into what he gets up to at home.
There's some really good questions coming in. Some I don't really understand because I sort of dip in and out of Doctor Who.
Oh, your face. Just get him back.
It's a good one, Grim.
Get him back, Grim.
Oh, my God, Chris. This is the wettest I've ever been.
There you go.
I've had drier showers than this. This is extreme to me. Okay, I don't think I'm putting enough water in.
No, just literally fill your cheeks. And get him. Okay, I'm not sure whether this next one is one or not.
I just burped, sorry. It
was banana burp.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that money.
I know him. I need another one. Oh, here we go.
More water, please.
More? I want to be wetter.
Get him. Get him back. Let's go over to Flog It. I'm not sure whether this is actually one.
What is a tea canister? 84.
Back at the Chiswick sale room, William is still pounding the gavel.
Oh, this
oh,
is...
I just had a blow dry as
this
well.
Is Come so on. Good.
Here we go.
This is so good today. Please watch this on the Radio 1 website if you're not already. This is so good. No one's holding back here.
Do you
here.
Look nice wet? You know some people look nicer wet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
no.
look nicer or worse?
Me? Yeah. No different, I don't think.
William is still pounding the gavel.
What's he saying, pounding the gavel?
The gavel. Okay.
It's the Catholics. They don't like that.
Over to Five Live Sports Extra now. It really... It does take a lot to win on the rugby pitch these days, as you're about to hear.
They're still going behind Italy, but they'd at least say to themselves, well, you know...
What's I'm funny? Sorry.
I don't know. Sorry. Sorry, I just found that funny.
Okay.
It's because I can't laugh.
There we go.
They're still going behind Italy, but they'd at least say to themselves, well, you know, when the chips were down, we managed to keep the finger in the dike.
Ah! Chris!
Keep the finger in the dike.
The finger in the dike!
Oh,
oh, God.
This is good.
Oh, never again.
Okay. Don't be turning this down next time.
I am. I'm going to ignore that next email from Cara O'Brien.
Okay.
Well,
more
that's
water.
The nicest my hair's ever looked that.
It's really good. I bet you're really glad you just went to the hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this player's making a big sacrifice for his sport.
Which has won Italy this line out inside the Irish 22. Giraldini has it at the rear.
I think people are doing it now to get on this game.
Well, maybe.
Oh, Oh, wet crotch, Chris Stark. Yeah. At least they're on your binger trousers.
Yeah, he's got his special trousers now.
Well, what am I going to do? I need your proper trousers, sorry.
Grimmy is soaked already. This is brilliant, says Sarah in South Sea.
Hi, Sarah.
Katie's watching. And Siobhan in Reading, first time. Can't believe she's never watched it before. I know. Okay.
If you're liking it, why not send me in some trousers?
Yeah, immediately.
81199.
It's a classic now, but one of the best.
Oh, hang on. That banana's made me gassy.
Oh.
Sorry.
Over to Newsnight, and an unusual line of questioning here from Kirsty Walk.
But you believe he was maligned. However, you, yeah, as an author and the Plantagenets, I mean, tell me about what you think about this dig.
Oh my God, Chris.
There you go.
Thank you.
Chris is not as wet as you need to be, as he needs to be.
He's quite wet. The trousers are wet. My
crotchal area seems
get the face
to be
next time.
The main.
The face. Okay. Shall I go for face?
Yeah, go for face.
Okay.
Okay.
Your bingo stance.
Sorry?
The stance that you go for.
It gets uncomfortable. You just need to lower yourself.
Okay.
Water, please.
Okay.
Go over to Coronation Street now, and the perils of asking firemen to do a striptease.
Look, you turn your backs, you drop them, you give them a quick flash, then you cover up. Your helmets should be more than big enough.
Get him.
Your helmets should be more than big enough.
Thank you. This is good
now.
Oh,
it's coming out the seat. Look how much water there is.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? More water, please. This is one of the best ones.
How many more?
Not many. Over to embarrassing bodies now.
Oh, my God.
Embarrassing bodies, where you really can ask a patient anything.
So how do you feel? Do you feel well? Do you feel like you've got the flu?
No, I feel fine.
So it just came out you didn't bash?
No.
Yourself off anywhere?
It's who can get in there first now.
You didn't bash yourself off anywhere.
It stings the eyes.
Okay, not long
I'm
now.
I'm going to take my bank card out because...
Yeah, don't show that on... just a long number.
It's soggy.
Okay.
Jeremy Clarkson's on next.
Why
don't
we
play
this until we get pneumonia?
Okay, cool.
Yeah!
Woo!
It's coming.
Over to Top Gear now. I'm not sure if this is one either, but it's good. Jeremy Clarkson.
Bravely James tried to block my beefy forward.
Ah, the eyes!
I love the sharp intake of breath when the water first hits. That's a good one.
Bravely James tried to block my beefy forward.
I haven't been this wet since Danny Howard.
Well, there's a thing. Okay. This is going on, but I like it.
Said no one ever. Okay. How many? Is this the last one?
Maybe. Oh. Over to Country Far now. Julia Bradbury, the sea air is really getting to her.
My fossil might not be up to Mary's standard, but I'm hoping that Paddy's been able to clean it up. My fossil might not be up to Mary's standard, but I'm hoping that Paddy's been able to clean it up.
It's getting nasty now. No hands, please. I like it that you're going for it. This is brilliant.
This has gone wrong.
Okay.
Slap me.
I didn't. It was a blocking device. Sorry.
More water. Just two more now. Just two more.
Oh, no.
We've run out of water. In the world.
We are.
Oh, okay. Dregs. Thanks, Chris. That's nice. Bits of dregs.
Cora says, I can't believe they're getting so wet. This is ace.
It's wicked, Cora. So good.
Who'd have thought the radio would be so visual? I love Grimmy's blancmange hair.
No.
Okay. We've got more to there?
Was that the best blow I'd ever had? And now, awful hair. Waste of time.
Where's your water?
It's here.
Okay, go on then.
It's so cold on the top.
God. Another classic from Nick Grimshaw and Sarah Cox.
It's growing.
Is it growing? Stop touching it. All you do is touch it.
And now as we hover over Sarah's face.
I don't know. This might be the last time we play this game, but I'm worried.
Why?
It's so wet.
It's brilliant.
What are you doing? Scott, turn him off.
What?
Oh, my hand slipped.
Okay. One more. Do you remember I snogged Vanessa Feltz last week?
Oh,
yeah.
That happened. And she's on. She's on bingo now from her show on Radio 2. People will admit anything to Vanessa on her show.
Next one. Whoa. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit. And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
That's the best one ever. Again.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit. And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Thank you, Vanessa. And
oh, my God.
Thank you very much, too. To Grimmy for playing the wettest bingo, I think, in innuendo bingo history.
Good work.
He didn't want to get wet, but then he got right involved. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. That was a great, great work, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're right. Are you okay?
No, look.
Oh.
Listen to my T-shirt.
Actually, wring it out. Gross.
Disgusting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and my flatmate were watching TV together on Saturday. This doesn't happen very often now.
Why?
Just because we're both very busy people, you know?
Yeah.
So busy. And he travels now a lot with his job. He was in Atlanta last week.
So how does this work? Do you do, like, you and your flatmate need special time together? Do you know what I mean? Every, like, once a month or something?
We have a lad's holiday once every year where we just go away for a weekend. No girls allowed.
Good.
No partners.
Right.
Just me and him. And we were watching TV, which I say is a rare thing, on Saturday. And he became obsessed with this film called On the Buses, which is some show from the 70s, which they made a film out of. Basically, it's about pervy old London bus drivers. I think it's in the 1970s. And this is on one of the ITV channels on, yeah, Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, it's basically... yeah, old bus drivers chasing after women. That's the premise of it. But in one scene, it was a bedroom scene. And nothing saucy was going on. Mm. But I noticed that under the bed, they had a potty.
Why do you notice these things?
It's the same thing with the kitchen thing. You know when I noticed that everyone's got the same kitchen in TV shows. But they had a potty under the bed. There was no babies in there. And my flatmate was telling me that it was quite normal for people to have a potty under the bed, not for kids, but for adults, like back in those days, in the 70s and maybe early 80s, because he's convinced that his granddad in Manchester used to have one.
Really?
Have you ever heard of this before?
I can't say I have.
So, you know, like, instead of having to, you know, turn the light on and go to the loo in the middle of the night, if you wake up at 4 a.m, you just think, the potty's there.
It's a bit of a passion killer, though.
I'll just do it in there. Potty under the bed. Has anyone ever heard of that before? Or is he actually making it up? I saw it on this 70s film at the weekend. I want to know if that actually ever happened. Right, loads of people have been on saying their grands and granddads used to have them because the toilet was outside then. So instead of going outside, you'd just, like, do it and then put it back under the bed. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. Okay, this is alarming news. Lydia from Brighton's been on. Her flatmate, a couple, actually had a potty under their bed at university 2 years ago because they couldn't be bothered to walk one floor to the loo.
I'm thinking about it.
No, don't. Should we get them? Like, should we get one for in here for
the
show?
What are you talking about? Team chamber pots?
First, we've sprayed your studio with water, and now... Team chamber pot. Team bedpan. Oh, it'd be nice to be able to relax, though, wouldn't it? Because the toilets are miles away from here.
Bizarrely, though, I think in the rules, when they said about the new studios when we moved in, you know, no drinks and that, they didn't mention it.
They didn't mention that. I mean, it said no liquids, but I think that was to consume.
Mm.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. That's the kind of thing you would buy us, actually, Chris, for our birthday, so don't even think about it, because mine's coming up.
I'm not even joking.
Really not.
I'm not even joking.
Have you actually... Right, okay, this is how much I know you. You've looked it up and how much they are, haven't you? On your phone while I was out just then.
Chamber pot for
you have as well. Oh my God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There are two things I don't think they should ever do on soap operas. One is dance, because it's always awful and out of time. And two is sing. And playing that Katy Perry song reminded me, does anyone else remember this, right? When Gail Platt did that song at the beginning of an episode of Coronation Street. It happened because I've got it here.
Because baby, you're a fire.
Oh, no.
Come and show them what you're worth. Make them go, oh, oh, oh. As you shoot right. across the sky.
Right.
That's David going, all right, Mum. All right. Awful.
It sounds like such a mum thing.
Everyone's mum's done it, though.
It makes me cringe.
It's the cringiest thing ever. You could, like, if you don't believe that happened, listen, that is the Coronation Street music at the beginning. Right at the start of the episode. Can we put the video on the Facebook, please?
There's a video.
There's a video, of course. It's from the show. That happened. Let's put it on the Radio 1 Facebook now and the Radio 1 Twitter as well. At BBCR1 on Twitter or just search Radio 1 on Facebook. That was actual Gail Platt from Coronation Street doing Firework by Katy Perry. Amazing. I just remember that. We should do like a Facebook vote on there.
What would you prefer?
Whose version do you prefer? Oh, Gail Platt or Katy Perry? Nina Nesbitt is on soon. She's playing Innuendo Bingo on Thursday.
Have you seen how many times she's been texting?
She's so excited about it.
She's asked me to bring Speedos. It's very confident, isn't it?
How do you feel about that?
Well, that's not happening.
But what if she's a pop star?
But she can't just demand these things.
Yeah, pop stars always get their way. If she wants Speedos, if Nesbitt wants Speedos, then Speedos it will be.
Really?
Pretty much. And she's going to wear armbands, apparently. Well, like a beginner at swimming.
Yeah, I think this is all fighting talk, though. I'm not sure she's actually...
Do you think she's all talk, do
I
you?
Think
all
so.
Talk, Nesbitt. Mm. Stay Out is next, and Nina is coming in at 1:45 on Thursday for bingo. Hi, Charlotte!
Hello!
Where are you, please?
Herefordshire.
Herefordshire, beautiful.
Yeah.
What are you so happy about today?
I just found out that I got into my first choice uni.
Yay!
A lot of people finding out about uni at the moment. Where are you going?
Yeah, University of West London.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's well posh there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went for my interview there, but I didn't get to see much of it, so...
It's like in this big town, like there's no farmers there at all.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah, it's a bit of a change.
Yeah.
Only because I went to Herefordshire once. There's quite a lot of cows and a lot of farmers.
Yeah, my brother's a farmer, so...
Yeah, see, I knew it. Oh, that's really good news. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good to speak to you.
And you. Bye.
Love you, bye. If you're doing work at the moment at a computer or if you're near your phone... Do check out the Radio 1 Twitter or Facebook. At the moment, Katy Perry is slightly beating Gail Platt as to who has the best version of Firework. The Gail Platt thing, I mean, I can play it all you want, but the video, you need to see the video. It's Gail off Coronation Street singing Katy Perry's Firework. Kind of gesturing semi-erotically with a piece of toast. The video's on the Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1 and on Facebook. Like I say, Katy Perry just in the lead as to who has the best version at the moment.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Slaw.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Hiya.
You're getting quite good at that, Scott.
I've been practising.
Do you do it in the mirror?
Ow!
Yeah, I do it in the mirror every morning.
I know you do.
Just to see how my facial expression looks when I do it.
I know. That mirror on your ceiling.
Yeah.
Charlie Slough is here from BBC Radio 1 Extra. He's going to be on the radio, on TV, on digital radio and online at 4 o'clock today with more hip-hop and more R&B. And he's very funny, Charlie Slough.
Am I?
Yeah, you're really funny.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Thanks.
On here at 4 o'clock is Greg James. Is that your phone?
No, it's not mine. Right. Never would it be mine.
Sounded like you were using Siri.
No.
I met the voice of Siri the other day.
Really?
I sat next to him for ages.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like, go on, say, I can't help you. It was brilliant. He was bored of it. He's heard it before. But I was very excited.
Did he do it for you?
Not so much, no.
You were trying to get him to swear, weren't you?
Yeah,
because he doesn't swear, does he?
Don't hear it, do you?
No.
But no, he wouldn't do that either. Very,
wow.
Very in-demand voiceover, darling. Okay, so it's time for Real or No Real, a selection of facts and a selection of absolute nonsense what we just made up about 2 hours ago. But what is what? Real or No Real? Charlie's playing today. Chris is keeping score as well.
Yeah.
And let's do it.
The first portable music system, the forerunner of the iPod and the Walkman, was called the Music Mate and consisted of a record turntable on wheels which was pulled by a dog.
An early prototype of the iPod or Walkman or...
I don't know if that would be the case because I don't know why you would need it to be pulled by a dog. I can sort of believe that there was a portable...
To power it?
No, but surely... How would a dog power it? Am I missing something here? What, it just sort of...
The dog walks and the turntable spins around.
Really? Really?
If the dog runs...
It's super fast. I want one.
So the speed of it depends on how fast your dog is?
Yes.
Wow. So if you've got a Rottweiler, you're in trouble.
Charlie, do you think this is real or no real?
This is definitely not real. And can I just point out that when you guys were away last week, obviously I still played the game, my favourite game, and I was informed that I won a holiday to Barbados.
Right, now you've tried this trip before.
No, but it went last time. No, but apparently it's been contracted and you guys have to pay
for it.
Says
who?
Matt Edmondson.
I don't think that should be allowed.
No, says.
That's rubbish.
Really?
No. A guy can't be giving out Barbados holidays willy-nilly.
But you guys are superstars. You're all rich and stuff. And
as if.
You've got loads of money.
No, we haven't. You've got a 100-inch TV, actually.
102, actually.
Yeah, 102, whatever.
102-inch.
Yeah, that can't have been cheap. Or was it?
No, it wasn't, actually. It's quite expensive.
One of the makes you don't know, is it?
No, it's actually... No, I can't say, but it's a good make.
High-tack, is it?
No, it's... Yeah, it's two letters.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Real or no real? We haven't even done the answer. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
Definitely that one not. Is no real.
Oh, definitely. I wanted it to be powered by a dog. Next.
Justin Bieber is very good with his fingers and can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 2 minutes.
I don't believe that.
He looks the type.
You see, I kind of think this is the kind of thing that he would be able to do because doesn't he just sit in a hotel room all day doing nothing and then he pops out in a gas mask?
Well, he can't go outside, can he? Because there's too many fans.
So he's got to pass the time somehow, and this is the kind of thing that given that amount of time you might want to do.
I don't know because I saw a clip of him online a couple of weeks back where it took him like 10 minutes to get his T-shirt off.
Right.
So I'm thinking if it took him 10 minutes to get his T-shirt off, it's not going to have much joy of a Rubik's Cube.
It's a very good point. On that basis, I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one's real.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I know.
Wow.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Next, Kelly, the singer from Block Party, appeared on the last series of Celebrity Mastermind and chose as his specialist subject The Cruise, a 1998 BBC fly-on-the-wall documentary which launched the career of Jane McDonald.
Okay, now right. I don't know...
Am I the only one that watched The Cruise?
I can't see that.
So good.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was like early reality, you know?
Yeah.
Before all this TOWIE, like, the cruise is where it was at.
Now,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, Jane McDonald on a cruise ship doesn't get any better than that.
So it was about a cruise ship.
And, yeah, it launched
right,
her career.
Okay.
I can see Kelly being into it, actually.
Can you? Because I don't know much about this man, and I don't know...
Is Kelly a man?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Definitely, yes.
But,
okay. I don't know any men called Kelly.
But would he be interested in cruises? I'm not so sure.
That show... In particular,
yeah. You'd
have to be in, I mean, I'm not into cruises, not yet. It won't be long, but I'm not into cruises at the moment.
Yeah,
but I like the show, you know.
So, but going by this, he would be a massive fan of Jane McDonald.
Who knows?
You'd assume so, wouldn't you? I'm gonna say no real to this one.
See, I'm just gonna go with it and say real. I've got no idea.
That one is no real.
Okay. Am I losing now?
Yep.
Would you go on a cruise?
Yeah, I'd love to.
No.
Why not?
I can't imagine you on it.
Really?
No. It's for older people.
Yeah, but, you know, it could be relaxing and I like old mums. Like,
sorry?
Nothing. Nothing. I didn't say...
Where did that come from?
You're just stuck on there, aren't you?
Yeah, but with old mums.
And next, on Real or No Real.
Rihanna has her own tartan. The unique check pattern was dedicated to her and her descendants during a 2009 visit to Scotland... and is now used on her California king-sized bedspread.
Whoa!
Whoa! Her and her descendants.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's a bit like when you say people have coat of arms, because things. She's such a megastar that it's the kind of thing that if she visited somewhere, it would be a nice gift, wouldn't it?
When was the last time you think Rihanna actually paid for anything?
It's been a long,
long time ago.
A long time.
Because rich people and famous people, really famous people, just get given stuff, but they get loads of money as well. So actually, what do they spend? Mm. Nothing.
But using it as a bedspread as well is an odd one.
You would,
it?
Wouldn't you, if you had your own tartan?
I was around Rihanna's house a few weeks ago, and she didn't have it on her bed.
See, I never know with these kind of stories if he's telling the truth.
Could have been laundry day.
Yeah, it could have been. Could have been.
I never know, because you do have these weird links, don't you?
Yeah.
Were you seriously around her house?
Yeah, I was there, yeah. Honestly, was.
Scott, is he telling the truth?
100%.
Yeah, like we used to have a thing going on, me and Rihanna. Mm.
Right, that's no real.
No, it's real. What do you mean it's not real? Is it because I'm fat you're saying that?
Yeah, is it because he's fat? Is it because he's fat?
It's blatantly because I'm fat that he thinks that.
Are you saying that because he's fat, though?
Nothing to do with the fat that
Are you saying that because he's fat?
It's nothing to do with the fat that he's fat.
It is, bruv. It is. I see the way you look at my belly when you said it.
Yeah.
When he was like, no way. You looked at my belly. You didn't look at me in the eyes.
I was not looking at you.
Fattest? No, you're fattest. No, you're fattest.
No, very fattest.
Right.
No, you're fattest.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
The tartan?
Yeah, Rihanna, real or no real?
I don't think this is real, you know.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Told ya. Now you believe me, don't you, Chris?
Also, someone wants to know, why were you, Charlie, why were you watching videos of Justin Bieber taking his clothes off?
He got sent good to one. Me and, you know, it was like, watch this clip, it's outrageous.
Oh, one of them, was it?
Yeah.
And then he'd click on it and then...
Yeah.
Okay, and at the end of that, real or no real?
Oh, we both scored 20 points each.
Okay, good work, guys. Wow. Thank you very much. Back on BBC Radio 1 tomorrow with more good stuff between 1 and 4. And I think we'll do another round of Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets, where we get people in the loo on their own to find out what they really think. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.